after Yehuda's encounter with Tamar, he's interested in getting back the safeguard that he had given her. The Torah uses an interesting word to describe the person he sends to Tamar, to find Tamar, to return his mashkon to him. Veishlach Yehuda ad gedi ha'izim biyad re'ehu ha'adulami, with his friend, the Adulami, his Adulami friend. It's interesting that the word re'ehu would be used in this context. I think we can understand it based on the type of friends the Rambam describes in his Pirush to the Mishnah in Avot, which famously says, K'nei lecha chaver, Avot Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. The Rambam there describes different types of friends, different levels of friendships, and one of them, he describes, there is an ohev bitachon, a person you trust, who you can share the most personal things with without worrying about what the implications might be. We all understand what kind of friend this is, and we all understand how special it is to have such a friend. This is what the Torah is teaching us when it describes this person who Yehuda has to send to get back what he needs to get back from a woman he was involved with in this way, something very embarrassing, something potentially damaging, that Yehuda can trust this Re'ehu Ha'adulami with. Maybe this is part of what we mean when we say, Sameach tisamach re'im ha'ahuvim, kisamechecha yetzircha b'gan eden mikeden. I heard Rav Yisachar Frand explain that we describe husband and wife as re'im ha'ahuvim. This word, re'ehu, means that hopefully people married get to a stage where they care about each other so much that they can share with each other the deepest, darkest things of their life. Even things that are embarrassing, they can share, knowing that they'll still be respected and that their relationship can continue. Let's hope that we can be these types of friends and spouses, and by being that, we can have these friends and spouses for ourselves as well.